So today, the first Sunday after Labor Day weekend, is really, really the start of the church year for many UU congregations. Many of them just shut down for the summer. And so this is their first time to get together again. So we don't take quite that severe a vacation. We have services all summer long, and they're focused on the arts. But that doesn't mean that this isn't a special day for us in gathering and a day of renewal. And so in recent years, those of you who've been coming know that Poppy and I have invented in-gathering stories for you. And they're stories about community and compassion and equity and climate change. We have some props from the recent stories over here. And if the rest of the service starts to get long for the children, they can go and play in the river with the animals that were parts of the stories in recent years. That's fine. And there's also some coloring materials over there. And you can sort of listen and play at the same time. This will help us remember some of the ways we've celebrated in gathering in the past. Some of you may remember before we made up the stories that the year that I laid out the room in the watersheds of the Champlain Valley with blue tape on the floor, and I made everybody sit in their watershed, and then we tried to collect the water sequentially from the different watersheds. That's in the trade what we call divine confusion, what happened there. But it did give us a chance for me to talk about with you what's missing in our lives when we're vague about the lay of the land on which we live or what we believe. But this year, in thinking about what to do, Poppy and I were talking and struggling, and what we've been hearing from you in many ways was that we need this year to really center ourselves on joy and hope, to joyfully and hopefully begin exploring more intentionally what it means to be young and old together, and to joyfully and hopefully preserve this as a brave space to look at the world that we inhabit, this world that is making us need this joy and hope so much. And then, based on what we see, to joyfully and never losing hope, help each other protect what is beautiful and life-sustaining. And beyond that, young and old together, to help each other leave to those who come after us a congregation and a planet that's even better than we have found it. Now, I'm proud, and I hope you are too, that we are known locally as a congregation that shows up for struggles for justice and compassion. And we're going to be fast out of the gate this month with our support for the Crop Walk to Fight Hunger and the climate change strike led by the world's young people on September 20th. You'll be hearing more about that. And two important anti-racism and immigration justice Sundays that will follow that. But we're going to be clear in all of this protest that we are a people who strive to lead with love, even when many among us are angry or hurt or fearful or just plain tired of the struggle. So today I'm going to invite you to see as organizing love as the principle for this in-gathering and for our year. Organizing love in the spirit of preparing for miracles. Now, by miracles, I am using the definition that appeared in the family section of the recent UU World magazine. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to look at that, but they had this definition of miracles. When we say miracles, we mean unexpected events and revelations. For children, that's suddenly knowing something that you didn't know before. Unexpected events and revelations that bring outcomes one has hoped for, despaired of, or possibly never even imagined. Unexpected events and revelations that bring outcomes one has hoped for, despaired of, or possibly never even imagined. Or to put it differently, we mean miracles in the sense of the Henry David Thoreau quote that I shared with you when you called me to be your minister in 2012. Though I do not believe a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I am prepared to expect miracles. So Poppy and I talked it over. I'm not just sharing the blame, Poppy. I'm sharing the credit. Poppy and I talked it over, and we consulted with a number of you. And we ended up concluding that one seed we are planting this year looks like an in-gathering parade. And not just any parade, it's a parade of the seven principles that UU congregations promise to affirm and promote. So we're going to have a parade, and it's going to involve bringing some banners that children have made in past years that represent these principles and putting them up on the back wall. And it's going to involve bringing some other statements of these principles up and putting them here. And I'm going to say no more than three or four sentences about it. And then we're going to proceed on to some other things that I think relate very much to this. But we're doing this because we're going to be looking deeply at these principles all year. And I think they are going to be the source of our hope and joy. So, Poppy, you going to lead us off?
Yes. So I thought we would start by actually singing a version of the principles. So the principles are our worship themes and our RE themes for kids for the whole year. So every month we're going to do a different principle starting in October. And they're hard to remember. I think if I asked the adults in the room how many of you could name the seven principles, if you look into your heart, I'm not going to have you raise hands. I mean, they're hard. And the wording is, you know, especially the adult wording is kind of tricky. So they were made into, the kids' version was made. Many versions of it were made. And one of the things that somebody did, I don't know when, was they set the words to the song from The Sound of Music, the Do Re Mi song. Do a deer, a female deer. So I thought we would just do a quick call and response for that. And if you already know this, you'll notice that I may have switched a few words in it. One of the things we're grappling with this year is what how much does the wording matter exactly with the principles? So we're just going to go through it once. We'll just call and response each verse. Let's see. So instead of saying do, re, mi, we will say one, two, three. Okay? Yes? You're with me? Brilliant. Okay. So let's see. One, each person is important.
One, each person is important.
Two, be kind in all you do.
Two, be kind in all you do.
Three, we help each other learn.
Three, we help each other learn.
Four, and search for what is true.
Four, and search for what is true.
Five, each person has a say.
Five, each person has a say.
I can't do six. Six, work for a peaceful world.
Six,
work for a peaceful world. You can hit the note. Seven, the web of life's the way. Seven, the web of life's the way. Which will bring us back to me and you, you. Yeah, that's right. I need a little drum like ta-boom-ch at the end there. Anyway, the kids will all learn that.
Okay, so while Kate plays some parade music introduction, Poppy is going to assemble the parade back in the library. So do you have enough parade members?
I'm not exactly sure. So I've spoken to many kids about helping with this. If you are helping, can you stand up so I can just see how many you are?
Or just go to the library if you're helping.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Right, we need 12. 12 kids. So follow me over there near the clock.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the spirit of the pop-up Christmas pageant you'll hear in December. Come. One more. There we go. Wow. So you see, it's not as simple as the Do Re Mi song. And especially when the adults get involved and keep revising different ways of trying to say it. So we're gonna have a lot to explore this year. But one of the things that we'll be doing throughout all this exploration is looking at how the principles can help us change ourselves for the better and the world for the better and for good. And we had a wonderful song on that same theme this summer as part of our Spirit in the Arts series.